they believe they are, and in reality, they're not. And that's probably the biggest difference, is most kids in high school today believe that college is going to be an extenuation of the high school experience, and in reality, it's a completely different experience, and they're entering it with high school expectations, and that's a part of the problem, is those expectations are not in line with the college reality.
Some schools in Jefferson County actually do bring kids onto college campuses. I know that some have partnerships with U of L or some other various programs where they let kids kind of see what college life is like, and the kids get really excited about it. You know, they say that this is something that they want to experience either in their junior year or their senior year, whenever they're really preparing for college. Do you think this is something that should be in the public school curriculum?
It would absolutely make sense. One of the studies that we did tracked a group of high school juniors and seniors throughout an entire year. And so we met with them in a series of online focus groups every single month during this time period.
Were these Jefferson County Public School students?
This was drawn from across the state. And what we found with these students is that there is a tremendous disconnect in terms of even how to get started with the college application process. And this includes the FAFSA, this includes campus tours, it includes getting information from the colleges. Even when we go back and look at something as simple as, well, where would you turn to get this information on your high school campus? And, of course, a lot of people would say the most natural resource is the high school counselor. However, what we saw from the students is there was a tremendous unwillingness to use this resource because they didn't find these people, they didn't find them approachable, so they weren't comfortable utilizing that resource. And then when we talk to the counselors, they say, well, wait a minute, we are approachable. We do try and put this information out, but it doesn't matter. That perception still exists that the people who have the information on the high school campuses aren't being utilized by the students, and that's one of the barriers that needs to be broken down.
This year, Jefferson County Public Schools is adding a handful of assistant principals in a lot of the elementary schools, and I was talking to a lot of the counselors in a story I did earlier this year, and they said that they will actually be freed up to do a lot more because what was happening was a lot of the assistant principal duties or principal duties were being relayed to the counselors, and they were not able to do a lot of their counselor duties. So that seems to be like something that they might be able to take advantage of.
There's great debate in terms of the role of the counselor, and particularly when you look in terms of the amount of time that they have allocated to work directly with students versus administrative duties. So anything that can be done to free up personnel to interact more directly with students is certainly a positive thing, particularly when we take this back, going all the way into the middle and even the elementary schools. There's a statistic in the report that talks about the point at which the initial collegiate discourse takes place with the student. And what we know is the earlier a student is exposed to conversations about college, the more likely those students are to believe that college is going to be extremely important, and the more likely they are to start adopting those behaviors earlier. So we are proponents of having the conversations about college all the way back into elementary school. Middle and high school is certainly important, but all the way back in elementary school, changes can be implemented.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Excellent, Devin. Thank you.